We are on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, and I've been sitting with David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing as my co-host. Hi, David.
Hi, Jeffrey. How you doing?
Good, thank you, David. And we have a new guest. We have David Goldstein, not related to my wife. My wife was a Goldstein.
There you go.
From Team Bonding.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well.
You want to tell us about Team Bonding?
Sure. Team Bonding is a company that I founded in probably 15, 18 years ago that's designed to build employee morale, engagement by activities. So we do things to bring employees together. Initially, it was more of a team building focus. Now it's kind of hit the employee engagement, employee morale, employee retention. You know, it's an important thing for companies to recognize and reward their employees, and we've kind of fallen nicely into that spot.
How did you fall into this market? It now seems like, oh yeah, we need to do this, like in the last 5 or 6 years. 18 years ago, you were a pioneer. How did you navigate into this market or find your way into this market?
An interesting way. So my first business, I was the first murder mystery dinner theater in the country. So I licensed mystery dinner theaters. I had 25 murder mystery dinner theaters all licensed and paying royalties to me for running the mystery cafe. I thought I was...
I liked those.
Ah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was 28 years later, we're still doing them. But at the time, there were a lot of dinner theaters in Massachusetts. There were 38 at one point between Irish weddings and Italian
That's
things.
That's a lot,
and,
huh?
There were a lot. Anybody with the function room opened up a dinner theater.
Wow.
So at one point, I had 5 different shows going on, and I basically almost bankrupted myself because I was trying to compete with something that was new.
Right.
I went saturated market.
It was a saturated market, and what I knew about the market didn't matter. What people wanted was something different than I was offering.
Right.
So we had a big New Year's Eve party at the Marriott Long Wharf. American Express came afterwards and said, you've got to pay the bill, and I didn't have the money to pay the bill. So I had to look into business and try to figure out if I wanted to stay in the business, and if I did, how I wanted to do it. So instead of getting bigger, I got smaller. We started to do small, customized corporate murder mysteries. I took some of the things out of my past, like a limousine scavenger hunt and some spy games, and I found this thing called team building. And it opened up a different budget. It opened up the budget for companies that, not just entertainment, there was a return on investment.
Right.
So I had to change the name of the company to Team Bonding. And then I started to look into this team building industry and started to kind of acquire different types of things that could fit with the vision of what I thought the companies want.
Well, interesting.
So let's say David's going to hire you. Can we run through sort of the scenario?
Of course,
what we do for David? And he needs some real team building.
So, the first question, you know, it's sales in the sense that it's consultative. So as compared to what we did when we first started, where you would look at the website and you'd say, okay, I want this particular program, we would turn around now and say, well, how many people do you have? What are you looking to accomplish? What are your desired outcomes, your time frame, your budget? We've got about 80 different programs, and we're trying to match up the program that best fits your needs. And it could be anything from ice sculpting to a scavenger hunt to a cooking program. If I was going to do this, I would ask you, tell me, how many people do you have and what are you looking to accomplish? And then I would narrow down our offerings.
Interesting. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And what I like to do, I was telling the guy when I walked in this morning, is I like to do a little bit of the research and development. Last night I was at a game night in Boston. It's a board game night. They seem to have come back. With all the technology, people are getting back a little bit to to the days of playing games, but games aren't what they used to be. The game I played last night was a game where I was a burglar, and I had to work with the other burglars and navigate a 3-story building, emptying the safes, escaping the building before the guards found us. So it was a game that required all of us to cooperate to win. So it's different than
team building.
It's a team building cooperative board game. So
wow.
I'm going to turn that into a team building event for our clients.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Could you talk a little bit more with us about the new generation coming up into the corporate world? And do you see a lot of companies trying to cater to the generation now, the millennial generation that's coming up into the workplace? And we hear, I read a lot of things about millennia and what they're expecting in the workplace. Do you see an uptick in that kind of team bonding and building, trying to get cross-generational groups to work together better, if you will?
All the time. Yeah, I think, you know, we have millennials, I have millennial children. And, you know, and I read all about it. You know, there was one I read about the other day where the girl was going to be 25 and she's trying to do 25 jobs before she's 25. I mean, it's an experience. It's an experience.
That's 25 things she's not good at.
Oh, it's crazy. But I think...
Well, it's like influencers, if anybody have seen those influencers.
Sounds like a perfect employee for me. Just joking.
It's crazy.
I had to make fun of myself for once.
I think one of the values that team building offers is... You have to find ways to engage these employees, and employees—they're not just there to do the job because they could do the job anywhere. They need to buy into the mission of the company. So one of the things that actually started right after the recession is we do corporate social responsibility team building programs. So we build bikes for children that have never had bikes. We build military care kits. We do cancer care. So we're doing things that are not only team building, but it benefits the community, and that's the type of engagement, and that's the type of company that the millennials and everybody really wants to work for.
Right.
So I think that's a win-win-win. So it's, it helps the community, helps the team building, and helps the employees. So I think that helps engage multi-generations because they all can buy into that.
There's nothing complicated about trying to engage another human being with another human being. Really, there isn't, as long as you're the facilitator and you're putting forth something that just touches everybody. Right.
There's nothing complicating into engaging them. We were talking about in the board games last night about how some people come into a board game and they are bossy. You know, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. But I learned that back in scavenger hunts when we had a guy, we did a limousine scavenger hunt, and this guy owned a major pet food supplier. And everywhere he went in his limousine, he gave the store $50 and said, do not let another team do this. And he eventually won, but at what cost?
Right.
You know, so in a lot of what we have to do with these is we have to find a way to get the leaders to step back and let their people step up. And I think that's
right. Excellent point.
Yeah, that's a way to just to show that lead by example rather than just by pushing through.
You bring up an excellent point. I've been to charity, quote unquote, charity events, and we all have our assigned teams. And by the time we're ready to play, I'm looking at three or four teams that aren't the same teams that the staff picked, but somebody's brokered deals to try and switch people to get an advantage because they know that this person is better at this. And it's interesting.
You must be good at games, though.
How people game it out.
Yes. There's a lot of strategy involved in even that. But that's the type of thing that we try to get ready. You know, the idea is to work together. You know, that's what, you know, you can accomplish more working together.
Well, people playing games, I have found, in experiential learning, they play out their personalities in a non-threatening environment so that you can have an analysis of what's really going on with the individual and group dynamics that you can't if you use the business as the metaphor for looking at it. So I agree with you. I think it can work out right if you have the right game and the right facilitator.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. I think, you know, some of the games we're looking at are... where you're all firefighters and trying to rescue people from a burning building. And these aren't games that we played. But
with his wife Saturday night.
Okay, well, I hope she survived. But
she's not reacting to me.
It's a different type of game. And I think that's what we've been doing kind of live. And it's interesting to see it kind of come back to something that people are doing, you know, in a club or in a bar, you know, after work. So.
Do you find that corporations are asking you for, not psychoanalysis, but behavioral analysis? Are they asking you to come in and just see how the groups play out and say you've got six groups? Are business owners asking you your input on, you know, how people work together? Is there a summary or anything at the end of all this from you to the owner or to management?
It depends on the program. Team bonding, I specifically chose team bonding because it's not as high level. I mean, there's only so much that we can accomplish in 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
So, but we do some longer term programs. We do some training programs like, you know, personality assessment. So you can do a DISC profile, and then after the DISC profile, you actually play it out by doing one of the team building games.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we definitely deal with real problems, but the companies we deal with tend to be the bigger companies, and we're doing different things different times of the year. So at any given time, I'm looking at different things.
David, how would someone find you at Team Bonding?
They'd find me. They'd find me hidden in the back office. But if they were looking, if they were looking for Team Bonding, they'd find us online. Yeah, we have a pretty active content strategy. We got a lot of people. We position ourselves as an expert in the field. So teambonding.com is the best way to find us.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
No,
maybe
my pleasure.
You'll come back again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing, and we've been talking about team bonding. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.